Sounds like you built a lot of fences, though. Did you build a lot of
fences? I've seen lots of them built and helped build lots of them. I've seen up on telephone lines and things like that. Probably a few years.
Now, what do you do now?
Who, me? I don't do anything.
You retired?
Retired in 67. And the official tried to get me to come back again. As I was an old experienced man, they want me to work in the train yard. Because so many people get killed in the United States by railroad every day, they have to pay for. And he likes a good experienced man you can depend on that and not subject to get killed. Called to switch those cars, some coming this way and that way, and one train, let's switch cars, give it a good shell, and they'll cut the engine down, the way it'll stop. And how about the cars cut apart, they won't be covered, the guy, I'm sure you cut them apart. And four cars go in this track, he throw this switch, and four them cars come there, he throw it back, and then the train go that way, them cars go on that way, some going this way. Fella got to stand him, he got to know, understand railroad and stay out the way. And they want me to stay at green switches and work out of the yard.
But well, how far is the yard?
Rod and Savannah.
Well, that's a long way.
That's right. Well, I was working down there after he threw this road up, I was down there about 2 years. That's right.
They tore up this railroad?
Tore the road up from Sylvania, Georgia to Waynesboro. That's 37 miles.
They don't use it anymore?
Don't use it anymore. Took up the track. Took the whole thing up.
Why did they tear it up just because they weren't going to use it? Why didn't they just leave it?
They said, well, it wasn't getting no business along in this area. And they wasn't putting the railroad down, you know, just with a name, you know. And then they cut it off and go on around on the other side of Newington, on the side of Pacey Cove, on this side of Shawnee, Twixton, Savannah, and go around the Central Georgia, Millen, and ride on back to Central Georgia, Wayne Button, and takes his own track. But the Southern bought the Central and the S&A Railroad. Southern Railroad Company. Owns about 12 or 14,000 miles of track.
I live about a mile from the Southern Railway in Atlanta.
You do? Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
They have a big building.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what bought the Central of Georgia and the S&A Railway. The Southern. He's been also to Georgia and Florida. He have lots of affiliations.
Does it make you sad that they don't use the trains anymore for passengers?
Ma'am?
Does it make you sad, you know?
That's right, but you're trying to cut out the last passenger train in our area, but the ICC just won't let them.
They stopped them from?
Stopped them. That's Nancy Hank. That's the only passenger train down through this area. I'm pretty sure I'm surrounded now. I'll go to Millen and catch you going. I have an annual pass.
So you ride the train for free?
Free.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
I ride the train free.
Then you can go anywhere you want in the country by train.
Yeah, that's right. And I can go from here to New Orleans and from here to Richmond. I can go from here to New York. Kind of Southern going, it served the South, that's what's going on. But I can't go to California unless I pay half of the one-way fare. In other words, if it costs $1 to go from here to Sylvania, I can go on and come 50 cents.
Oh.
I go. That's from New Orleans. New Orleans is 498 miles from Atlanta. I can go there free.
So if you want to go to California, say you have, can go as far as Southern goes for free.
No, I have to go I go free on any road. Not the Southern, I go free on any road to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.